Speaking in the glorification of Srila Prabhupada, Maharaj continued, and then he was saying that today we are saying so much preaching around and atmosphere is so good and so healthy and so conducive for our advancement. Although generally people, we at this moment, although those living entities who are getting attracted at this moment for Krishna consciousness, they are not so capable, so weak. But still, we have such a nice atmosphere and such a nice association of devotees, and we have a hope to progress. So all the credit goes to Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Before him, this kind of arrangement was not there. People would used to do bhajan individually, like the Sahityas or Babaji's in secluded places or something like that. But that was also like making a show. They were not doing any bhajan. They were doing for their own gratification. Just like, for example, one brahmachari may be seen sitting alone and he say that, oh, I want to stay at my home and do bhajan because I can do it on my own. And maybe he's sitting in a lone room, and then you go and open the room and you found him sleeping, and he said, no, I'm doing bhajan like that. So this is what happens when you're alone. You will just sleep and you'll waste your time. So Prabhupada doing all these things to benefit us, he made all this arrangement. After Mahaprabhu, and then Goswamis and Narottam Thakur, and then Vishwanath Chakravarti. After that, there was a long gap in our parampara, about 100 years, something like that. It is called, compared to the dark period. And
after Vishwanath,
yeah, the atmosphere of the situation. After Baldevi Dibhushan, yeah. After that, I mean, the period was so, situation was so adverse for our Vaishnava parampara that any person who is educated, they were hating our parampara. They were not having any good thoughts for it. They were thinking all these people who are good for nothing, cheaters, and they are just getting involved in illicit sex and this kind of activities, they are becoming Vaishnavas. This kind of attitude was there.
Because of all the sahajas and,
exactly,
and just so many bad,
exactly,
things in the name of worship.
Yeah, at that time, generally people would use to associate with those Vaishnavas for very cheap purposes. For example, some death has taken place in the family, so they would call these Vaishnavas and give them some money, and they would tell them, you do some kirtan so that you can take this dead body from our home to cremation ground, like that. This kind of things were going on. And they would give 10 rupees for the mridanga, or 5 rupees for kartals, and 10 rupees for Vaishnavas, like that. This thing was going on. And because these people were like this, they were not real Vaishnavas, they were imposter Vaishnavas, something like that. Then Maharaj said, after Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Prabhupada, the atmosphere started changing, and they spoke strongly against the whole atmosphere, giving a proper explanation of Mahaprabhu's teaching and presenting them in a suitable way so that the common man could understand and have a good view for our parampara. So when Prabhupada came, he started preaching, then gradually graduated young and very intelligent boys started coming. And under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada, they all became so strong preachers that they went all around the world, and the movement started growing stronger and stronger. And then he was just telling a little bit about Srila Gorkshodas Babaji, that movement, connecting that with Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada took initiation from Gorkshodas Babaji. Gorkshodas Babaji was illiterate, he was not literate. And also, because he was, instead for eating proper food, he was taking mud from Radhakun or Jamunaji, like that. So his eyes has become blind. But still, his bhajan was so strong. So one day, I think his pastime from Navadvip, he was walking down the road for some work, and then he heard somebody giving a lecture there. And that time, this person was Pran Kishore Babaji, who was giving a lecture, a very renowned Sanskrit scholar at that time in the whole of the Navadvip. And he was just giving this philosophy of karma khanda and jnana and things like that. And this, then, when Gorkshodas Babaji Maharaj heard that, and he spoke to him in Bengali, he said, stop it, why you're cheating people? You should tell them about the pure bhakti, don't mislead them.
Who was it who was speaking? What was his name?
Pran Kishore Babaji. So Gorkshodas Babaji Maharaj, although he's blind at that time and he's illiterate, but still he was defending, and he was arguing with him, and then later on, this is how he protected our philosophy. at that time, there was no consideration of these different stages of doing Naam, like Nama Prad or Nama Bhas. People would used to say, just chant holy name and do whatever you like and you'll achieve God. No such consideration. Only after Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they preached strongly about this, that there are different stages you have to follow. You have to take care of your sadhachar, you must live a disciplined life, you must be regulated. Unless and until you follow this thing, you can never uplift in bhajan. That's the same thing Gaurakshar Babaji pointed out to that Babaji, that you're telling all these pastimes and rasalilas to these people, they're all suffering with lust and anger. How can they understand this thing? First you tell them about name and how to do name so that they can get rid of their anarthas, and gradually after becoming pure, they can understand this thing, not before that. Otherwise you'll ruin their society. So Prabhupada, when he started this mass, started preaching and making temples for preaching purposes, then he made strict principles. Brahmacharis should live separately, and all the ladies who are coming, they should stay at home here and go back, and they should stay separately, and everybody should follow regulative principles, and whatever scriptural principles are there, everybody should follow and live a very sober life. Then only we can go like this. He became very strong in all these things, very strict. And this, yeah, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And all these brahmacharis who were coming, they were also very good and intelligent, so they followed. And this is how, just by hearing, they came to know about all the Vedanta, Upanishads. They didn't have to make any separate endeavor for that. Just by hearing, they became so strong. Like this, the preaching went on. Then the pastime of Prabhupada coming to Gaurakshar Babaji for taking Diksha, and we know that how Gaurakshar Babaji Maharaj refused, and then Prabhupada again stressed and he said, unless you give me, I'll die like that. This pastime, he spoke about it. And this another pastime when Gaurakshar Babaji Maharaj left. It was in Navdeep near our Devanand Gauremat. There is one Dharamshala by the name of Rani Dharamshala, something like that. This is a Dharamshala of the local municipality, their corporation who organized that. So Gaurakshar Das Babaji Maharaj used to do his bhajan around that area, and then he left his body there only. Then at that time Srila Prabhupada was in Godrum at Bhaktivinoda Thakur's samadhi place, and then he got this news from a brahmachari, and he traveled back in Navadip, and from there he took about 20-25 brahmacharis including our Purna Guru Maharaji, and they went to that place. And there they saw that everybody was gathered there, all these Babajis from different Sahitya groups, and they were making a big show that who would make the Samadhi of Srila Gaurakshar Das Babaji Maharaj. Why it was like that? Because everybody was after the benefits of the Samadhi. Because if they do in their ashram, then people would come and they would give some donations and fund, because this Babaji was a perfected soul, Siddha Purush, like that. So when Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur came to the spot, then he said, I was the only disciple of Babaji, so I have the full right to do the Samadhi of Babaji. And then they all pretended. They said, you're not even sannyasi and you're not even Babaji. Doesn't matter if you're a disciple. We are Babaji, and from heart we have accepted Gaurakshar Das Babaji as our guru, so we will do it. Then at that time, the news spread around, and all the local police officers and everybody got together, and it was now a big crowd around that place. And Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur spoke very strongly. He said, all right, if you say that you accept Gaurakshar Das Babaji Maharaj as your guru, then I have one sort of proposal, that anybody who claims that I am disciple of Srila Gaurakshar Das Babaji Maharaj, then he must be a disciplined Vaishnava, following all the rules and regulations and teachings of Babaji. If he is like that, he should come in front, take the body and do Samadhi, I won't mind it. Then somebody raised the question that who will you certify that the person who is claiming this is authentic or is a false? Then Srila Prabhupada said, I will accept it if anybody is coming like that, but I have one, condition, one condition, and he spoke about that. He said, anybody who is claiming these two things, that I am the disciple, and at the same time he's following all the rules and regulations. And then he said, this person, if he doesn't have any sort of contact with any woman in the past 1 month, he should come in front and do this mantra. The Mara spoke from 1 month. So I'm just telling 1 month. And then he said, if he's like that, then he should come in front. Then again the people said, how will you certify that this person is claiming truth, speaking truth? Then he said, okay, if he's like that and he's speaking truth and he comes and do it, then it'll be alright. But if he's falsely pretending that, and if he's false and he touches the body of spiritual, transcendental body of Srila Gaurav Chodas Babaji, immediately he will face disaster. Immediately, right away. This is for you. This is for sure. My words are absolutely true. Like that he spoke strongly. And then they saw nobody coming in the front. And everybody was amazed. What happened? And then Prabhupada said, okay, no problem. If anybody has not any connection with women from last 15 days, he should come in front and do the thing. Still nobody appeared. And then Prabhupada said, okay, from last 3 days, if nobody has come in front. And still nobody came in the front. And then in the last, Prabhupada said, if I have been a naishtik brahmachari whole of my life and I have followed truly the teachings of Babaji throughout my life, then I may do this. And then he ordered his disciples, Pangu Mahajan, etc. They all came in front and they took the body of Srila Gaurav Babaji. And then nobody pretended and they took it. And among the crowd, there was one person, probably he was disciple of Srila Prabhupada, him, Prabhupada. He came in front and said, I have a big land I offer that you can do the samadhi near the bank of Ganges here. And Srila Prabhupada accepted. Now while they were taking the body towards that place, one Babaji again came and spoke to Prabhupada. Okay, you're taking his body, we don't have any objection. But I was there when Babaji was leaving his body, and his last wish was that in this lifetime, he was unable to do any bhajan, and he wasted his life. And he didn't got any mercy from Mahaprabhu, mercy from this abode, mercy of Radha and Krishna. So the desire was that his body should be tied with a rope, and they should drag in ground all over Navdeep, and then they should merge that in the Ganges. This was his desire. And Prabhupada became so furious and he said, no, not like that. This body, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, they are hankering to take that in their hands. And Mahaprabhu took the body of Haridas Thakur in his hand and he danced in so much ecstasy. This is due to humility, they're speaking like that. These are perfected souls. And then they cancelled that consideration and the ceremony went on and they did the whole thing. Later on, during around the bank of Ganges, the water came, flood, something like that, and Samadhi was again damaged, something like that. And then Prabhupada ordered Pram Guru Maharaj-ji and again went to that Samadhi spot and they digged and these few remnants were left, like some bones, something like that. He took it from there and they took it in Mayapur near Radhakund and then they established a renewed Samadhi there, which is still there.
That's at Radhakund?
Yeah, in the bank of Radhakund.
In Mayapur?
Yes. Now, another thing, what happened is another pastime. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, way back in his time, he established 6 pair of deities of Radha Krishna, Radha Damodar, Radha Govind, like that. Maharaj spoke 6 deities in Navadvip. He established when he was there. And this establishing ceremony, the Pran Pratishtha was done by Srinivasa Acharya, and the whole ceremony was monitored, was done under the guidance of Sri Jahanava Devi. So this temple was a very big temple there. They constructed. Pardon? Yeah. All the deities in the temple. Yeah, by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. So
in Navadvip?
Yeah, in Navadvip. He spoke a specific place, but I could not follow that.
Under the
supervision of Janavi Devi. And the mantras and all things were chanted by Srinivasa Acharya. And the thing was done by Narottam Das Thakur. So this is like long back, about 400 years ago from now. Now afterwards, due to time and all that, the temple became old, and someday one or two bricks, they started falling off from the walls and they hit the deities
What
so
deities were there?
He spoke six names, rather.
Pretty much the same as those.
Vrindavan. Yeah.
The main deities.
Yeah, main deities. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah,
yeah. So they hit the body of one or two deities, and their probably hand or something like scratches and like that came. So at this moment, the puja was, the worship of the deities was archan, was being headed by this Brahman, the Samartha Brahmins who were doing it. So this head pujari, he came to Srila Prabhupada for guidance, for advice that what we should do now, because the vigraha is khandit now. And he said, I have inquired from these tantrics and other very learned people who are around, who knows Vedas and Upanishads, and they're telling immediately you should go and put these deities in water, in Ganges water, because worshipping deities which have damage is not good. It will not be good if you do that. And Srila Prabhupada again spoke very strongly against it. He said, no, it's just like if you have an old father and in accident his leg is cut off, then you go and put them in Ganges. You will do like that? Or if one wife's husband going on the way, his one hand is cut, so the wife should throw the husband in the water and take another husband. You do like that? No. Thakurji is the Lord personified himself right there. It's not any stone or something like that. And it said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada quoted that verse, Vigraha nahi tumi sakshat Brajendra Nandan, that you are personified Lord present here, yeah. Brajendra Nandan, like that. So he said, no, you should take some gold or one of the eight items which are mentioned in the Shastras for deities, you should go and replace and cure that, repair that particular part and keep on doing the puja like that. So Maharaj was saying that we should all remember this and we should think, take it as our principle. In future, if we have to face any such things, we should be clear what we want to do in these cases like that. Then Maharaj is giving comparing this situation with today's situation. Today in India we have so many temples, but nobody is following the rules and regulations. And even the pujaris, they are paid pujaris. They are not like self-surrendered pujaris. So today's atmosphere is bad, except only the Vaishnava paramparas were following this strictly. So there, Thakurji is not Thakurji because they're not doing anything. I mean, the pujari is standing there to see how much Lakshmi is coming and nobody should steal like that. So we are not of that. That's why we don't go to those temples and we don't have any interest to go to those temples. Now, because now preaching was going on, picking up very strongly, and more people were becoming attracted and they were coming and they were following the teachings by this Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the local Brahmanas and Samartha people, they were becoming annoyed now. Because people were now going to our temples, so since they're coming and hearing Harikatha, it's natural they will come and give their offerings in this temple. So this was not tolerated. This local Brahman, they were not able to tolerate this because earlier these things were coming to them, so they were making their earning by this means. So they gathered together, they all collected, and they made a plan that what we should do to come out of this situation. So they all came around near in Navadvip, I think, here.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, I'll see what he spoke exactly. So they all collected and they said we should have a debate and we should call this Vaishnava Sampradaya people and we should make a rule now that how this thing is going to take place future on, because we are in big problem. So they held a big conference. It was sort of like big discussion group going to take place between Vaishnava Sampradayas and this Brahmanas. So they called from Kashi, Mithila, Orissa, Dakshin Bharat, I mean all these places, top places in India where all these Sanskrit scholars and people are there. They called from all these places and they invited Bhaktivinoda Thakur to lead the side of Vaishnavas.
Bhaktivinoda
Thakur, because at that time Bhaktivinoda Thakur was like the main person there. Prabhupada was also there, but Prabhupada was young at that time.
His master had already been
Maharaj is going like not in the sequence. back and forth like Maharaj is speaking, whatever pastimes is in
But the mosques had been established already because people were going there.
Yeah, I'm saying this pastimes is not in a continuity, like starting from the...
This is before,
when Srila Prabhupada was 16 years old. This pastime is of that time. So Maharaj is like speaking back and forth from his life, not...
But you're saying that the people weren't going to these other temples, they were going to the Prabhupada.
That happened in the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur also. Bhaktivinoda Thakur preached strongly. It's not that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not speaking strongly. He was also doing that. So this Martha, they started feeling at that time only. This is past time when Bhaktivinoda Thakur's end days were there, like in his last days. He was sick, so he was thinking we would go and defend our Vaishnava Sampradaya and our Vaishnava philosophy. So they called for this Goswami of Radharaman temple. His name was Madhusudan Goswami. He was a pure Vaishnava at that time. And he was also a great scholar of our scriptures, and he knew the Vaishnava philosophy very strongly and very minutely. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur called for him, and when he came to him, and in the meantime, Srila Prabhupada, he was young, but now he had also been very scholarly, known all the scriptures and our Vaishnava philosophy, so he requested Bhaktivinoda Thakur that he may allow him, and he may allow him to go and present our Vaishnava side. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur felt very happy and he gave his blessings. And he said to this Madhusudan Goswami that you can go with him as his guidance, his guardian. So they went to that place, and from Vaishnava side there were these 3-4 people, Madhusudan Goswami of Radharaman Temple, Srila Prabhupada, and 2-3 other Vaishnavas were there. So 4-5 people from this side, and on the other side there were like 2,000 to 4,000 scholars from all this Brahmana Sampradaya. And there was another crowd of 5,000 to 10,000 people looking around. So they sat in one place, and these Vaishnavas, they sat underneath a tree, and with the tree there was one creeper going around. So as soon as they sit, somehow or another something happened, and one pair of flowers, they fell down from that creeper and they came on the neck of Srila Prabhupada. He was sitting down there. And everybody clapped, they said, Vaishnavas are going to win this time. And everybody said, go Rupimananda Hari Bo. But this Vaishnava, this other Brahmana, they spoke one line in Hindi. They said, phool se kya hota hai, phal se pata chalega. This means that what you can guess from a seed, a fruit will tell what kind of qualities are like that. So let the debate begin, and then we'll see who wins and who doesn't win. The flower said fell down doesn't mean that you're going to win. So they were saying like that. But in heart they were like, they were thinking, their heart were like jumping
scared.
Up and scared, trembling that was going to happen. And then they asked very gently, somebody from their party stood up and spoke follow. They said, our old scriptures from ancient times, they are speaking the glories of Brahmanas, and our Brahmanas have been worshipped, and they are the head of the society. This is how they have been praised very nicely as written in the Shastras, and this has been followed in India also very strongly. Just from few days this Vaishnava Sampradaya has come up, and they are not giving any respect to Brahmanas. So why this is so, this should be analyzed, and some decision should be taken on this. So they said, from this Vaishnava side, that somebody should come and speak about this and defend that whatever they're doing is wrong or right on the basis. So this Madhusudan Goswami said, okay, this boy will speak from our side. So Srila Prabhupada stood up. Srila Prabhupada was a great speaker, very strong speech he used to give. So he stood up and he went on to the stage and he started his lecture. And he started with the glorification of Brahmanas. Bhushu. Brahmanas are the most respected person in the society. And we have seen in the time of Krishna Leela, even Krishna also worshipped Brahmana, giving the example of Sudama and all that. And he closed, he cited all the verses from different Vedantas, Upanishads in the glorification of Brahmanas, and established that no doubt that Brahmanas are the most respected person, honorable, and the general subject must follow the Brahmanas. Otherwise that society is not proper society. And also from Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnayam as Rishtam, that it is divided according to qualities and guna and karmas and sanskaras, and every society have that all around the world. And it's different that in other societies they don't have such a scientific way of presentation of these four orders, spiritual orders and social orders. Only in India we have given name and we are following it very scientifically, like that he spoke. And then from other party they said, oh, such a great, he's speaking in our side. And everybody said, clap, and they said, sadhu, 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 very good, you are doing very good. Now the second phase of his speech began. And he started speaking at who is Brahmana, and he gave Brahma Acharati Iti Brahma, like that he started, what is Brahma? And then he said, what is a proper Brahman? One who is established in the self, and he can also help others to establish in their self, like that he spoke. And he spoke all the different verses and shastras, and very nicely he presented that any Brahmana who is not a devotee of Krishna, I mean he doesn't have any devotion in his heart, and he is unable to lift others to come up to that platform, then he is not a Brahmana. And like that he spoke all things and established that those people who are just trying to make a show that they have taken birth in Brahmanas, they are not Brahmanas. There is no such thing as Brahmana by birth. There is only Brahmana by their gunas and karmas. Like that he spoke and he presented, and everybody, they were happy that our Vaishnava philosophy once again was defended, and they defeated all the arguments of the Samartha Brahmins. And then they came back to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur felt very happy, and he blessed Srila Prabhupada. And then Maharaj finished his lecture by telling one nice thing. He may speak about this tomorrow, because it was too late. He was already speaking for about 1 hour. So he just gave a summary of what he's going to speak tomorrow. So one of the things he said that tomorrow he's going to speak, not tomorrow. So it's just like everybody was laughing, so I may tell that because then you'll feel also happy. So Maharaj was saying that people, they make deities in their room, I mean they establish deities in their houses and they want to do worship and they don't know any rules and regulations. What they do, they went in the Thakurji's Archa Vigraha room, and there their bananas are lying and everything are lying in offering. So this person who was doing this puja, because he doesn't know and he just want to do it, and he says, oh, these are nice bananas, I'm feeling hungry, let
nice
me
what?
Eat first bananas. So let me eat first and then I'll do puja of Thakurji, like that. So this person, he took banana and ate, and somebody spoke, oh, who is eating bananas? And he said, no, I'm not eating any bananas, I'm just offering it to Thakurji, like that. And then everybody found out what's going on. This was in connection, probably some brahmachari did like that. So he said, these kind of things are not to be, I mean, we have to be strict in this. And tomorrow is going to speak more on all these things.
In his kind
and things
of
like that. That
I was just reading the Rasayan.
Rasayan, my book.
Oh, so now I'm reading this new book, Sri Guru.
Sri Guru and His
Grace. And
Sri Guru and His Grace by Srila Sridhar Maharaj.
Srila Sridhar Maharaj's book.
What? Sri Guru and His Grace by Srila.
So I'm reading different books. I feel like I'm getting more of a basis of the philosophy.
Nirmanik Shiksha. Nirmanik Shiksha, there's a verse that talks about Raja.
You want to speak to me? Mm-hmm.
I can speak a little later if you like. So it'll only take a few minutes. Everything's alright. But in the Nirmanik Shiksha, there's a verse that talks about Ratim.
What? Nirmanik Shiksha.
Ratim, Gorim, and Lilam. Lilam. Ratim means Rati Devi.
Madan Kamdev, Rati.
Rati. Gauri means Parvati?
Yes.
Who is Leela? Leela Shakti?
Leela is Shakti of Narayan.
Lakshmi?
Lakshmi. There are three Lakshmi. Leela, Bhu, and Lakshmi, Kamala. One of the three, Leela is there. Leela is so beautiful. So beautiful.
So her, another name for her is Kamala, you said?
It may be. Nila Bhu, Bhu Shakti, Lila Shakti, Nila Shakti. Three. Among three, Lila Shakti means Lakshmi, special. Three are Lakshmi, but special always serving Narayan. Bhu Shakti is the part of Satyabhama. Vasudeva Krishna has become Narayan, and Satyabhama has become Bhu, and Rukmini has become Leela.
And
one of the three Shaktis of Narayan.
Who is the third one?
Who Nila Lila.
And who has become Nila?
Any of them? All things have not been given. What given, I remember, I told.
She is famous for her beauty. Lila Shri.
Beauty and serving Krishna.
And serving Krishna. And you mentioned also in there about Manjari Sarup Tattva. The devotee should take shelter of a Ragaduga devotee and learn Manjari Sarup Tattva. What do you mean by that? Manjari Sarup Tattva. You mentioned it in Manik Shiksha also.
What Raghunath Das Swami Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given description?
This is in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's purport. It says you should learn.
Radha means Sevika of Radha. Radha Sevika Tattva.
That's related to see the spiritual.
These are very hidden things, not to disclose to the unqualified devotees.
So Manik, the Manik Shiksha,
what is necessary, I have written there.
The whole thing mostly deals with Raghunatha Bhakti.
Everything.
Everything.
Everything. At first it seems that it is Vaidhi Bhakti, but not any Bhakti. Vaidhi. Everything. Janaki Samrita, Manashiksha, Shikshastha, Bhakti Siddhana, Bhakti Sindhu, Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Bindu, all books. Ragbhatni, Chandrika, every book. It is for increasing Raganuga Bhakti.
You say Chaitanya Chaitanya also?
Also. But has been not written before by any. Krishna Das Gyagriya Goswami has explained all these things. Those who are not qualified, they should do Vaidhi. But if anyone read Chaitanya Chaitamrita, he will sort surely. If he will read it very Shraddha, with Shraddha, honor, he will have